Hey everybody, Colby Minto here with St. Louis Rodent Control Advice Pod, and today's show is called How Do St. Louis's Urban and Suburban Areas Differ in Rodent Activity? You know what's wild? The rodent situation in St. Louis is like two different cities. Depending on where you live, you might be dealing with street-smart city rats or countryside mice. Let me break this down for you. In the urban core, we're talking downtown, Cherokee Street, Soulard, rats are living their best lives. Think about it. You've got restaurants packed together like sardines, buildings older than your grandma, and those maze-like underground tunnels that rats treat like their personal subway system. Plus, with more people comes more garbage, and rats are basically tiny dumpster-diving food critics. Now hop over to the suburbs, Chesterfield, St. Charles, you know the spots, and it's a whole different ballgame. Out here, mice are the main players. Not rats. They're more interested in nibbling around your house perimeter than starting a rodent block party. These suburban creatures are seasonal performers too. They'll crash your pad when it gets cold, then peace out come spring. Here's something fascinating about our infrastructure. Those gorgeous pre-war buildings downtown, they're basically Swiss cheese to rodents. Meanwhile, newer suburban construction is like Fort Knox. Fewer entry points, better ceiling. The sewer systems tell the same story. Downtown's aging network is a rat superhighway, while suburban systems are typically newer and tighter. Let me share a quick success story that'll blow your mind. Over on Cherokee Street, the restaurant owners got together and created this synchronized waste management system. Guess what happened? Rat sightings dropped 60% in just 3 months. Meanwhile, over in Kirkwood, they didn't see any change because, well, they barely had any rats to begin with. Here's the deal, folks. Whether you're living that city life or cruising the suburbs, you've got to play to your location. Downtown folks need heavy-duty prevention, while suburbanites can usually get by with more basic measures. What works on Washington Avenue might be overkill out in Baldwin. This has been Colby Minto with St. Louis Rodent Control Advice Pod.